Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 28, 2023. Tonight we're doing 5D immersion. And this is where after we do our setup stuff, we invite the allies to help us move into that fifth dimension as much as serves highest good or clear out of the way whatever is preventing us from being there. Good stuff happens either way. So as always, with our experiential events, or as almost always, we're going to start after this little intro with me calling the directions of the Mesa, calling in our beautiful allies of love and light, setting up a safe container, inviting you into embodied awakening, and then we'll go into our 5D process and see what the allies have for us along that way. I would like to take a moment and thank everyone I see here on the live call right now. So big thanks to everyone who's here, including Anjali, Angela, Brian, Britt, Deanna, Deb, Eric, James, Jan, Jesse, Lilia, also known as Lydia, Marilyn, Nicole, Patricia, Pete, Sandra, and Mark. So we got some new folks here tonight, those names I don't recognize, and I think Pete maybe just popped in. So welcome one and all. So since we do have some new folks, I'm going to be a little more explicit on how this all works, and I'll give more complete directions than would normally be the case. So this will take probably around an hour. So I do ask that you've set that much time aside. I also ask, if possible, please, for your full attention. Please do not multitask and do other stuff while you're here, because whether you're live or on the recording, you are co-creating this energy field with us, and the quality of your attention makes a big difference. So just pretend you're right here in the room with me and act that way. If you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field and they'll be happy to do that, and that will not cause any disruption. And again, I ask you to please follow this guidance, whether you're live or on the recording. Magically, you affect us just as strongly if you're on the recording. All righty. So let's get rolling. I invite you to close your eyes. Become aware of your physical body. How does it feel? Don't get mental with the answer, but just feel the feeling of your body. Now, if you have awareness of the energy in and around you, prana, chi, whatever you want to call it, feel that as well. Not changing anything, just feeling where you're at. So you should now have a feeling sense of your body and your energy, your baseline that we're starting from. Just note that. And as I call the directions and call the allies and set up the container, I invite you to remain really passive. If you feel energy moving, just be aware of what it feels like. If you don't feel that, it's okay. Just feel your breath come and go and just feel that. Either way, please be passive. On this and most of our calls, your passivity is what gets you the most benefit, because then the allies can fully do their work without your ego meaning well, but actually kind of getting in the way of the best outcome. All righty. One more yawn and I'll get the directions going. The yawns are energetic release more than fatigue, as usual. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Quichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher dimensional awareness. Higher self, please take over. Please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. For everybody, we call Spirit Songs Higher Self. We call Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Saraswati, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mauna Loa. Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount McKinley, Apu Mount Washington. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be sure to be 100% passive right now. Just let the allies create the field. Please don't try to create it yourself. Again, please go to zero effort. There we go. Thank you. Okay, we have a container. Just feel that for a moment. See if your body and energy body feel different now. Ready. So if you have any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent we would like to bring in as well, please feel free to call them now. getting some more good juju in the energy field. Okay, thank you. Okay, next up, we're going to do embodied awakening invocation. This is where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Why would you do this? Because in embodied awakening, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to think so much, you'll just know what to do through intuition a lot more. And there's this full body euphoria. It's kind of like you think of your body as a car, your ego goes to the passenger seat, your divine drives. And your ego can always jump back into the driver's seat whenever it wants to. So let's give this a try. You're about to speak to your higher self. Please, in a moment, you'll repeat the following after me. Do it out loud if you can, silently if you must. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, please, and just relax into passivity. The energy is coming in your crown and saturating your body like water soaking into a sponge. Just let it come in. The more passive your ego is, the better and easier this works. Therefore, please, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just please be passive. Let the energy come to you. Let it soak in. If you notice that you got distracted, no problem. Just relax back into feeling the energy again, or feeling your breath if you can't feel the energy. If the distractions are still there in the background, that's fine. Let them be there, but don't focus on them. Attention on feeling energy, or if not available, feeling breath. Finally, we can determine how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. So let's play the minimum effort game, starting with zero effort. Please drop to no effort at all. Relax completely. Whatever happens is fine. Just chill out. I think I just felt a majority of you pop into embodied awakening. Well done. For most people, zero is exactly the right amount of effort. So let's see. Here's the checklist for embodied awakening. Ask yourself, is all the following true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Energy is so strong. You all are doing great. So how will you know you've reached embodied awakening? The following will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. See if that's true for you right now. If so, welcome to Embodied Awakening. Even if you get partway there, that's great. Awakening is like a dimmer switch. Any movement in the right direction is celebrated. Just feel how much of that embodied awakening you're in now. Or just feel whatever the experience is. It's unusually strong. Y'all are again doing a great job tonight, including those on the recording. Alrighty, so we're all primed up for this 5D immersion. And, you know, in the description, I wrote some of the ideas about what 5D is, but really it's an experience that is its own thing. So as we move in, if you're ready to get to 5D to some degree, you'll feel it experientially. If you got too much stuff in the way, too much heavy energy, then the night will be mostly a clearing night to move as much of that out of the way as serves highest good. So we don't know what it's going to be like. We don't know how much there will be ecstasy, how much there will be challenge. And I invite you just to be with whatever it is without preference. Because if it is challenging, then it's only because they're clearing stuff out of the way to help you awaken more quickly. So it's an ultimate win either way. So I'm going to invite you to speak to the allies, repeating after me. Beautiful allies, spirit that I am, maximum 5D consciousness, that serves highest good, please. This or something better. Well, the big shift right there. It's going to be a deep night, I can already tell. And from here, each of us has our own experience. I will narrate my own strong experiences because what I feel tends to be what the majority of people are experiencing, whether they're live or on the recording. If what I'm describing is not your experience, ignore me. Just do your own thing. Let the energy move as it will. Please do not use effort to try to match my descriptions. Just be with your experience. Once again, I encourage you to be completely passive. These beautiful divine allies already know everything about you. They know your capacity. They know how much of this energy you can do without overdoing it. They might get you close to the limit. They're not going to take you over the top. There's no risk of overwhelm. Thus, you can open fully and completely and with no filters to whatever you're experiencing, whether it is challenging or blissful or anything else. The energy is getting extremely deep and powerful. Please just relax into it. Some of us are moving into levels we haven't been to before consciously in this lifetime. Just relax and let the experience come to you. There may be extended periods of silence. If so, I am still with you holding energy, but only speaking as guided. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, please allow that. If your body wants to cry or make sound, ditto, let it happen if you possibly can. If your body wants to get up and move, or you need to stomp your feet or flail your arms, that's fine. Whatever gets energy moving in the way it wants to is great. Please do not be a drama queen for the hell of it. And if possible, do let your body move in the ways that it spontaneously wants to move and release heavy energy. Okay, they're calling for a song. Again, what I'm about to do is not a performance. It is to move and power the energies that are already happening. So just let the song be in the background. Keep your attention on your process, please.
Apenasa lela rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasa lela rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca suma kunai divi. Mantakunai kayari shamu yari. Ayahuasca sumakunai didi. Mantakunai kayari shamu yari. Apenasa lela rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenasa lela rora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chakrunita sumakunai didi. Mantakunai kayari French Broad River, summa cunae didi, manta cunae caeri, French Broad River, summa cunae didi, manta cunae caeri. Sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Amazonas, summa cunae didi, monte cunae caeri. Amazonas, summa cunae didi, manta cunae caeri, appena sale l'aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora. En las montañas se oyen cantar. Vulcanes, summa cunae didi. Manta cunae caeri. Vulcanes, summa cunae didi, montae cunae caeri, shamu ya
Just be with however you're feeling. Based on what I'm feeling here, there's been a pretty strong altered state in the field. If you have heavy energy releasing and it's a little challenging, just be with that. Allow. Be fully present with what's happening. If you're feeling blissful or ecstatic or whatever, just be with that. Please have no preference about whether it's challenging or ecstatic or both. And just allow yourself to experience this 5D field, however much you're feeling it. I will assure you that whatever your experience is, it's absolutely perfect. But just relax into experiencing whatever it may be. So I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy being stirred up and flushed away. You may be having a similar experience. And if not, just go with what's happening for you. Because like a lot of us that were having a lot of stuff cleared through, that's fine. Just relax and let it come through. You don't have to know what it is to release it. Just feel energetic release and call it good. Yeah, this is an intense energy based on what I'm feeling. Just relax into it the best you can. The allies are constantly monitoring your response. And they will tailor this to your unique need right now. Again, if there is challenge, feel it completely, 100%, no filter, no resistance. Doing this, your willingness to completely feel the energy, even if it's challenging, means that once felt, it can quickly transmute to love and light, or leave, or whatever is best for it to do. And your higher self and your beautiful divine allies will take care of everything. Your ego will just relax and feel. Just relax into whatever your experience is right now. And I'm not talking a lot because the energy is so strong. I'm just sort of being the field mostly. Getting a nice heavy energy flush out my hands and feet right now. No idea what it is, but more than happy to let it go. Now, for the first time tonight, I'm really significantly feeling that euphoria of 5D. If I'm feeling it, chances are pretty good that a lot of you guys are feeling it too. Just see if you have any awareness of that nice energy. Very hard to verbalize. Bliss puree is about as close as I've been able to come. Deeply blended, deeply ecstatic. There's also some awareness of us helping the collective get into 5D as well. A little bit of newer support team vibe that way. It feels mostly like we're just each individually getting cleaned up and you know, merged into 5D the best we're ready for. Getting deeper, really, really powerful. It's a good time to practice the two P's of invocation, practice, I'm sorry, passive and patient. This is a strong one tonight, folks. Well done, everybody. So if you haven't fully 100% released, opened completely to the experience, I invite you to do that now. If you become aware of a little aspect of self being resistant, just merge with it. Be that part for a moment and then relax completely. That can often help that resistant part relax as well and open up to whatever's next. Energy is still very strong and working for our benefit. Please remain passive and patient and let it help you. The energy is still coming. Stay with it, folks. Just a few more minutes here. Again, let your body move or shake or cry or make sound or whatever it wants to do. Please allow whatever wishes to occur. I just felt the energy shift a bit. See what they're going to do here. I'm feeling quite a bit of 5D in the field now. That bliss puree kind of vibe. When you gain consciousness in this level, you don't do anything. Things do themselves in these higher levels. But consciousness just kind of goes along for the ride. And now I'm starting to feel just the beginnings of re-entry into the physical body. Again, this may take a little time, but you may slowly notice increased awareness of your physical self. Of course, the body may now feel like energy more than flesh, but the body's the body. I'm feeling the body a little more concretely, so to speak. Yeah, I feel like I'm mostly in it. Of course, it feels so different. It feels like energy, much more than flesh now. This is often the experience after an event like this. Okay. Feeling pretty both and. Once you get into awakened states, paradox comes in, and two seemingly exclusive things can both be true. Like right now, being strongly present in your physical body at the same time, being strongly present as just pure ethereal energy in the higher levels. Beloved allies, we wish to share this good medicine with others. Please bless all beings on earth who will benefit from receiving this energy. And please transmit it to them now. Thank you. Okay, we humans stay passive. Since the allies have source to infinite energy, there's literally no end to how much of it they can spread around. And because we're asking them to share it, we actually get more of it. So we share a bunch and we end up with even a bit more for ourselves. Everybody wins. Thank you, allies. Now broadcast this good medicine to all beings everywhere in the universe whose high school will be served by receiving it. Thank you, allies. Thank you, allies. You're ready. So humans, become aware of how your body feels, your physical body. Become aware of how your energy body feels. Okay. Strong energy. All right. So now that you have awareness of your new reality, know that this can be your new baseline moving forward. And if you just do something every day to call back and reinforce this consciousness, it can grow and blossom endlessly. If you so choose. All right, I'm going to close the container and then we'll open it up for questions and comments. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocham Inti Kwichi Thank you, allies. So grateful for such powerful energy. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with anyone who's been part of this event live or via the recording, as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you, allies. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? Whew. Okay. and the container is closed. The eyes will probably hang around and spread some good energy, but I'm now going to make unmuting available. So if you're on the live call, you may now unmute yourself and speak or ask a question if you wish. You can type in the chat. If you're on the recording, you can hang out while we do all that and see what people have to say or ask. And if you got to go, you're welcome to go. Just as a reminder, if you're here live, June 28, we have one more event this week, Thursday night, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're doing, I believe it's Ask Us Anything. Yeah, so you can show up with your questions, and I and or the folks on the call will give whatever answers we can. Especially geared toward, questions about healing and awakening and service and all that kind of stuff, or whatever. Whatever's on your mind. Okay, so anyone who's got a question or comment, you are welcome to voice it. I realize, unless I was a complete anomaly, it felt like a lot of us went really deep. So sometimes it takes a bit to come back. I understand that. So we'll just see who might want to say anything. So Anjali just typed, so much clearer within. My before was noticed notably angsty. And I had nice relief tonight, effortlessly, still processing flow. Well, thank you for mustering the effort to type that, Anjali. It can be quite a task when you're altered. Anjali's one of our veterans. She's been in the membership for years. Nicole says, I fell asleep. In all fairness, I needed it. Good. I'm guessing you got some benefit even if you were asleep.
Hi, it's Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Yeah, it's been a while. This has been quite extraordinary.
Yeah.
I haven't done this in a while, and it was as though we were encased in a bubble.
Mm.
And it kind of started in my crown chakras, mm-hmm. and then came down. And as we went along, I could feel the energy in the lower part of my body. And it was quite ecstatic and light. And I felt as if we were, I don't know, as if we were traveling,
mm-hmm.
and as if we were expanding together. And as it's like we were going throughout the universe. And it felt as though the plants and the trees and the earth itself was expanding into 5D. We were Wow. kind of taking it. And it also felt, I don't know, it felt as though we were in India and the old temples and all, mm-hmm. and blue beings, as if they were of that consciousness also.
Wow.
It was very gentle, very loving, beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much, Benjamin.
I'm glad you had such a vivid and wonderful experience, Phyllis. Thanks so much for sharing it. And thanks for being in the membership. So Sandra has typed, the experience was awesome. I felt myself floating at one point, then my body was expanding. Jesse types, very deep, relaxing, and calming, almost nodded off there. Thank you so much. And Sarah says, I have not been able to join much lately, not the best time of day for me. Things have been tense, but I just went into calm in joining the group and hearing the music. That's beautiful, Sarah. I'm glad it was helpful. And remember, you can't make a live call, then join the other 90% of members and just do the recorded events. You can have a powerful experience from the recording anytime. And I usually get event recordings up the next day. Anyone else have a question or comment? Brian says, extremely grateful, Benjamin. What an amazing experience. The merge into the higher dimensional energy was very profound. Felt my energy and body wanting to expand as well. Well, that all just sounds wonderful. Thanks for sharing your experience, Brian. Anybody else have any questions or comments? Here's Michelle. She says, on another plane surrounded with immense love that took me out of this world, floating, going to keep this feeling with me. Thank you so much. That sounds wonderful. And then Vivian from Australia says, thank you, wonderful, ecstatic still. I also had a feeling of Hindu gods and goddesses from Bali with us. Cool. They are certainly most welcome. Anybody else? I'm loving the feedback. Okay, it's almost 9 o'clock here. So last call for questions or comments. Anybody? The energy just got sweet and my eyes were rolling back in my head again. Vivian says, it went so fast. Yeah, you go out of time. It always seems to be quicker than it is. Okay, last and final call for questions and comments before we wrap it up for now. All right, I think we're complete then. Thank every one of you so very, very much. Thank you all for being at Awakening Plus. Thanks for showing up for this event and whatever else you show up for. And always let me know, respond to any emails, let me know how I can do this better or anything you need. So many blessings all. Good night.